Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we're talking today with Raleigh County Commissioner Greg McKinley, as well as Deputy Fire Chief John Martins with Raleigh County Fire District Number 1, talking about different county business. And yesterday was a busy day for the county commissioners, as I understand, had a pretty long day, which is a little unusual, but when you have your meetings all kind of squeezed into one, that's going to happen. A lot that happened yesterday, including a discussion on the ambulance. The ambulance headquarters and the North County Station. What's the latest on the build there? I guess you guys don't have anything planned right now.
No. How it got started was we've got a bunch of that ARPA money that last batch came out, and one of the things that can be used is for infrastructure and facilities, and our existing headquarters ambulance station is not adequate, hasn't been for a long time. I had seen a thing from a meeting 10 years ago that they said that was a priority next year. We're going to have to get started on a new ambulance facility. Again, that was 10 years ago, 10 or 12 years ago. Because the existing one, the new ambulances barely fit in the doors. And when they're in there, they can open the doors in the back, but they can't pull the gurney back because there's not any room to walk around the thing. So we needed a new station. And I brought up a thought, if when we're planning ahead, we need to also start looking for a facility in North County, which is something I ran on, in fact, as a part of that. And Dave Adams was showing, given some of the statistics about what things were needed. And that's why I said, because he was saying we'd probably close the one out at the Public Works, close that station, and move those back to the headquarters, which is what they'd been before. And that's why I wanted to have it, the North County one, coordinated with it to make sure the headquarters is able to move those back. But also I'm pushing for the North County ambulance, because people are not happy with, it's a long time sometimes to get service up there.
I know there's so many oddities to doing that. I know there's hiccups and reasons why you can't maybe do that feasibly, but where theoretically do you think would be the best place to put that?
Leonardville works. I sat down with the map, kind of laying out how the things were. And Leonardville is, for the North County, is pretty central to that area to cut down. Because right now, the northeast and the northwest corners, it's a 40-minute drive now for them. And that would cut it down to nothing. It would be more than 20 minutes from the station if it was in Leonardville.
Okay. As far as the response times, I know he talked about some of those yesterday. Sam wrote the story. He said you were a little skeptical on some of the numbers.
Yeah, he said the average was 20 minutes response. And that seems short to me. It seems I don't know how that can be an average, because I don't know any of them that – well, of course, some of the areas closer probably, but most of them are more than 20 minutes, I would think. Mm-hmm. He said that was, I'm not questioning what he saw. I'm just, from what I see, it doesn't seem feasible.
Yeah. Well, obviously, going from Manhattan to up there on a normal day, it takes a while to get up there.
Right. Yeah, it can take 15, 20 minutes just to get to Riley, and then there's another 20 miles of county north of Riley.
Yeah. Well, where do you see this the conversation heading next year as you guys look towards a new station?
Well, we've started the process of getting architects. We sent out an RFQ, request for qualifications, to anyone interested in doing it. We got 20 requests for the information on it, and they were due last week. We got 8 different firms responded saying they'd be interested in developing plans with us. The next stage, we're going to review through those 8 and pick 2 or 3 or 4 that look to be the best qualified, and then we go request for proposals, giving them a more detailed, this is what we want to have done, how would you do it, and then we probably bring a couple of them in for interviews after that. But like I say, we had 8, and there was most of the ones here in Manhattan, but there was also one from St. Louis, one from Wichita, and another out of town one. I can't remember where the other one was from. So we had a really good response to it. That's a good start. it's, you know, it won't be a quick process, but no. We want to get it done right too, though.
Yeah.
We don't want to rush. We want to make sure it's what we want.
Sure.
What we need.
And then, of course, you don't want to take away, you know, from Manhattan either, because Manhattan's
right.
going to still have its needs as well.
Right. Yeah. And like I say, that's what I'm not wanting to take away from anything from Manhattan, just looking to add something into North County.
Sure. Well, that's one topic that was discussed. Of course, we just had an election that just passed. The sales tax, that passed pretty overwhelmingly. I think I talked to John Ford on election night, and he was pretty surprised that it was that overwhelming. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I was too. I mean, I knew it was needed, and it's been good for the county. You know, it's something we need to keep the roads and bridges in the county going. And, I was real pleased with how the widespread support it got. I think part of it was 0.2, you know, it was only what we needed. We didn't try to get a bunch of extra. That's what we had from the other one, the 0.5 before. The 0.2 was the road bridge. So we weren't asking any more. We're just asking what we've been getting for the last 20 years.
Yep. So that'll start in 2023 and continue through 2028. This is something I didn't hear too much about yesterday, but I know it was discussed. New driveway standards?
Yeah, they're working on – they started doing new land development standards for the county, trying to consolidate them because there was two or three different sections of them trying to get them together. But one of the things they brought up was driveway standards, and they came up with something that the idea behind it is because – the driveways need to be accessible, going back to emergency services, for ambulances and fire trucks to get in. And when somebody's close to the highway, that's fine, but you know, a lot of the houses in the country are farther back. So they're wanting to make sure they're wide enough for the facilities, because I know there's been a couple times where there was a fire a couple years ago west of Riley that they couldn't get a truck in the driveway. The trees were in the way, it was too narrow. But then it's also got rules that if it's over so long, it has to have a turnaround area partway down. Mm. And I understand the idea behind it, but also it's pretty pretty heavily detailed. It's, as I mentioned yesterday, there's some township roads that aren't built to those standards.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's, I understand the processes that they want to be able to get them in. Get emergency vehicles in when needed.
Maybe John, do you have any input on that, on the driveway standards?
Yeah, I think we definitely need to keep in mind that there is a significant difference in a city limits fire department that has hydrants on every corner, and in an unincorporated county residence where you could be hauling water 10 miles. And what that means is when we have to move water, especially, that water is on wheels. And if that water can't, on wheels, get close to your house, it makes it take a lot longer for us firefighters to get that water where it needs to go. And water is what puts out fire. So if we have a driveway that's easily accessible with a truck, I can pretty much guarantee it's going to be a little quicker by the time that water hits the fire, if there's a fire. If it's harder to get in there, we'll get it there, but it's probably going to add a little bit of time. So there's probably a balance here of being reasonable, but also having access that we may need. And then from an EMS standpoint as well, it's the same. And visibility, seeing the address at the mailbox, all that stuff adds up and helps us work a little bit quicker when we have a little more ease of access.
So important mm-hmm. to have those efficiencies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is this something that's just a discussion point at this time, or
they've got it written up. It hasn't been. It's going through the process. It had planning board had to approve it, and they've had some public comment sessions on it. I think just fine tuning it, I guess, is where we're at now.
All right. So I guess there will probably be a process where residents are advised if they need to bring it up to standard.
Well, no, it only is for new construction.
For new.
Existing ones are not required to bring anything, to do anything up to it. I mean, I think we probably ought to promote the fact that, you know, you might look at this. If you don't have this, if you're in it, you know, you should be looking at it. But it isn't required, but it probably would be recommended for everybody to consider that anyway.
Okay. Well, that's something to keep an eye on here as we go forward. I'll tell you what, let's take a time out, and We'll continue our conversation in a moment here. Commissioner Greg McKinley, Deputy Fire Chief John Martins from Raleigh County Fire District 1, joining us on In Focus on KMAN.